times we appreciate quotes from famous people, but we forget the one that's most famous, right? Amen. I'm glad it ended there with that quote there. But tonight we're going to be sharing a message to honor our graduates, and we will be honoring them in a few minutes. Thank you guys for being in attendance to honor them. This evening I will give a brief message out of Romans chapter 12 if you have a Bible and you'd like to be ready. Tonight I'd like to share about your story and your adventure. In Romans 12, verse 1, it starts like this. It says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." If any of you guys have heard me speak before, which a few of these guys have, you know that I love stories. I'm a huge fan of stories. And I love to hear them. I love to tell them. And I really think that there's something very powerful about a story. And very seldom do we take time to listen to stories. And some people who are the greatest storytellers, I'll explain that in just a minute. You see, stories can grab our attention and pull us into a completely different world where we place ourselves as the main character. They can stir up emotions and even move us to action by just a story. It's hard to beat a good story, like I said. I love to read. I love to hear stories even more, probably even more than movies. In fact, it's quite entertaining on a Sunday morning if you'll just take a few minutes to look down to the little ones that are about this high. Ask them what happened this week. Because there are a couple really fun storytellers that attend our church, and they're only about this tall. You see, my boys attend a preschool class upstairs, and then Luke's in the nursery, and so I get to run into a lot of these great storytellers. And it's not that they're lying. They're just very fictional-minded, I guess. And some of these stories you have to follow up by going, "Wow, that is amazing, and you made it through all of that? Sure did. So can I ask your mom about it?" "No, don't ask mom." Or Nate will come home from school, and all this just battle and castle, and dinosaurs and all this stuff happened at Marty Elementary School last week. You missed it. I didn't. I heard it. It's something about a story that grips us, even more so than a movie. I hate to say it, but, you know, there's a few things that really just turn me off to movies. I do like movies, don't get me wrong, but a story told by a child or read in a book, again, you place yourself in that story so well, but in a movie, you watch someone else in the middle of that story. You know, there's a great book, Chronicles of Narnia. I'm sure you guys have heard of it. My sister used to read that to us. I think she did for a couple of years. She would read it over and over and over again at bedtime for us. And so I really did imagine myself in this world to be redeemed, and the characters and the setting. It was just an amazing plot that I got to be a part of. And then I'm sure I dreamed about it on occasion. Now, a few years back, they did come out with a movie, and they released it, and they did a pretty good job. But let's be honest, it's hard to get in a two-hour movie the hundreds of pages and all the imagination and all the emotion into just one piece of work. Tonight, I want to encourage the graduates and the rest of us as well, because we are all going through different chapters, but the same journey, that your life is a story and an adventure. Anyway, let's get back on track. A story is powerful, and it's important. And I want to spend, again, just a little bit of time to talk about that. Simply defined, a story is telling of a happening or connected series of happenings. And tonight we stand in the culmination of one of those here as we celebrate high school and college graduation for some of you guys. Stories have three main parts. You guys probably learned this in school, right? The plot, the setting, and characters. And I'd like to just take a couple of minutes tonight, if you'll humor me, I promise. We will recognize these graduates, and everybody can get pictures. And we do have about 60 cupcakes in the reception hall that you guys really want to get into, I promise. Let's begin with the plot. The plot itself, and you guys have heard this, is basically the story itself. And closely related to the plot is the idea of conflict. Now, every story requires some kind of conflict. This conflict may be a difficulty faced by the characters. It may be a problem that needs to be solved, or it may be that the plot is just full of adventure. whatever form it takes, conflict, again, will be present, must be present. Therefore, each of us here tonight, including our graduates, can expect conflict in our life from this day forward. In fact, I don't want to be negative about it, but before this evening started, you guys probably have been through plenty of difficulty, plenty of challenges, plenty of adventure. And tonight, I don't want to seem negative, but this is something that we will continue to face, all of us. But there's two ways that we can look at this. First, we can realize that there will be difficulties and problems in life. We can expect them and embrace them. That's what a good main character does in these stories that we hear, these stories that we tell, whether it's a castle and a dragon, or it's some space alien from who knows where. There's an engagement, an embracing of the story, and then an engagement there. It's amazing how today's obstacles often prepare you for tomorrow's opportunities. You guys read a couple of those quotes up there that talked about failure is not the end. In fact, when conflict happens, there's a great opportunity. Life will not always go your way. Get used to it and learn from it and then grow. Secondly, you can look at this way. Life is one big adventure. Now let's look at this word adventure for a moment. You can define it as this: an exciting or very unusual experience, a bold, usually risky undertaking with an uncertain outcome. Now, there is a fault there in that definition, but we'll get to that in just a minute. There are some wonderful descriptive words that describe adventure. You've heard this: exciting, unusual, risky, uncertain. You see, life is all these things and more, and so is the Christian walk. God's not called us to live in a bubble, to live in a safe room, to be insulated from the world, but to embrace the adventure that God has called us onto, just as he's prepared for each one of you. Life will involve the unusual, so just go with it. You know, perhaps you can call that a plot twist. Don't be too upset by it, but just say, the plot is changing. In fact, we saw this happen in our lives too, as Alicia and I studied different disciplines in college, and we never thought that we would necessarily be here. After studying nursing for 2 years, the Lord really got a hold of my heart and changed things for me in an instant. Life will be uncertain, but we can expect the unexpected and know. Now let's consider another element, setting. Setting is where the story actually takes place. And I know this may seem a little elementary, but since our lives are more like novels and not short stories, this is very important because they're likely to play out in more than one place. For instance, my story is unfolded in several different states, in over 7 different towns, almost a dozen different places of residence. Each of those settings has contributed to my story, just like every place that you've been will contribute to yours. Tonight you're in Cleburne. Where did you live when you came home from the hospital? Do you still live there? Where will you be this fall? Where will you be in 2020? 2021? You see, setting's very important to your story. In fact, there are parts of your story that require that setting in order to be developed. Again, life is not a one-act play. Your adventure requires these multiple settings. For example, again, in 2009, Alicia and I had long already graduated high school, and we had just gotten married, and 10 days after our wedding, we moved to Springfield, Missouri. Now, we both grew up in Austin. That was our safe zone. That's where we knew everyone. And we really only lived about 10 miles, all of us, about within 10 miles of the University of Texas at Austin. And after attending 2 years in school in Louisiana, I knew that neither Austin nor Louisiana was the place God was calling me. My setting was about to change, and God was calling us together to trust him and follow his calling, just as he's calling you. Again, just 10 days after our wedding, we did move 12 hours away from everyone and everything that we knew to Springfield, Missouri. We met so many people, met so many challenges, but we did it together with the Lord. See, today we stand as youth pastors that have reached hundreds of students throughout the state of Texas, and by God's grace and his faithfulness, he has proved over and over again that this is what he's called us to do. And all this would have not taken place if we would not have followed him from one setting to the next. Perhaps some of you guys will be travelers like us. Some of you guys may stay in Cleburne, and that's all up to the will of God. But wherever you are, your story may require a different setting. Let me say this before you move on. As we talk about setting, Bethel Temple and your BT family are very proud of you, each one of you. Over the years, just as these students here, we were blessed by their offering in worship. Your life is your offering in worship, and we're pleased with that. And no matter where your setting takes you, no matter where God calls you, as you progress in your adventure, this will always be home. You can always come home. Again, your physical family who's represented here tonight and your extended Bethel Temple family want you to know that we will always be here for you, wherever God may lead you. Now let me finish with this. Let's talk about character in your story. This is the most important part of every good story. You see, without a character, plot and setting mean nothing at all. Tonight we're here because of your story, your life. Now, the cupcakes are for everyone else too, so it's not all about you. But tonight we want to honor you. You see, in every story, there are two different kinds of characters, at least two. One is a lead character, plays a lead role, and another is a supporting character. Some character's sole purpose for existing is to supplement and develop the main character. They're quite shallow and are usually underdeveloped in a story. The main character, on the other hand, is completely opposite. This character stands alone in the story and is the main focal point of the whole plot and the whole challenge. Throughout the story, this character has such deep development, and you begin to grow in emotion with this person, and you become immediately connected. This main character is often the victor of the story, is the one that meets the greatest difficulties and wins. I implore you, don't be the supporting character in someone else's story. You're not called to such a thing as that. But you're called to take that lead role and to follow what God's called you to do, not just what someone else has or what you think would please other people. He's called you to develop as a main character and develop yourself in these areas. I encourage you to develop mentally. Whether you're a right or left-brained person, you're about to step into a season of life, whether you've graduated college or you're heading to college, to develop in a new way. You'll have such opportunities to stretch and to grow. You'll have elective classes that you are required to take and then some that you can choose, but go ahead and take a challenge. Try something that you've not tried before. You also want to develop yourself physically. Yes, take care of your body. Whether you're going to be a teacher next year or whether you're going to be a freshman next year, you'll need to take care of your physical body. Now, medical science has gone a long way, but as far as I know, as of about 6 o'clock, we only get one body until we go to be with the Lord. So take care of it. Also, develop yourself spiritually, submit to God, and resolve that your life is His. Trust Him with it. Find a place to be anchored in the Word of God. If there's not a church that you are drawn to, find a small group. Or, hey, come home on the weekend. We'd be happy to see you. Find a church home. Find a body that you can grow spiritually with. Find friends. We were talking with Megan earlier this week. We know so many people where she's going to school, and we're so proud of her. And we said, you got to get connected with these guys and these guys, because we know as we moved 12 hours away from anybody and everybody that we knew, that was the one thing that we needed the most, was that spiritual connection where we could grow with others. Also, develop socially. Now, I still kind of grin with this one because I haven't always been the best at this, but please pay attention to who you're around, who you live with, who you hang out with. See, we are known by our friends. That's true. So maybe you didn't do the best before. Maybe this season you had a couple mistakes you made. This is another opportunity to start over or continue those relationships. Another way that you can ensure that you aren't this shallow character is to know your internal value. We've been sharing this with our students, and our internal value is far greater than the external. Indeed, if we believe something so great, or we are passionate about something so great on the inside, it will show on the outside. You have an opportunity to pursue your passion, and I challenge you to do that. I dare you to go and move forward in that. Now I want to return back to this passage in Romans chapter 12. Again, I'd like to read an excerpt from the Message translation. It says this. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, walking around, and place it before God as an offering. Embrace what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without ever thinking, or without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be challenged from the inside out, readily recognizing what he wants for you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. In short, guys, and I know I say in short, you're probably like, okay, let's do this. Pay attention to your story, the plot, the setting, the character. Tonight we close one chapter for you, and we open another tomorrow. As you guys leave here, I want you to remember these words. Your life is a story with a plot, setting, and characters. This story has a beginning that we know we were there, but the end is set in the unknown. We will see conflict in this story, challenges, plot twists, and lots of adventure. But on other days, we will find joy, peace, and fulfillment. As the writer and the main character of your story, you may find yourself in times where you feel like you can no longer write to the next page. But I implore you to press on and see how God will see you through. Your story was made to be an adventure, so fix your attention on God. Respond quickly to his prompting and trust God as the narrative unfolds. Again, I present to you the class of 2018. So we're going to move to another portion. I want to ask Alicia if you can come up here. Can you? Okay. We'll see if Nate will stay there. It's okay, bud. We'd like to present our graduates as we're proud of them, and I'm sure you are as well. And we've got a gift for them. Yeah, come on up here. Thank you. And we'll make sure to line them up so everybody can get a good picture without me in it, okay? Very good. The first graduate we'd like to recognize is Megan Englehart. You can clap, that's okay. Her parents are Jillian and John Englehart. She has graduated from Keene High School. We are so proud of her extracurricular activities, National Honor Society, Beta Club, Junior World Affairs Council, wow, and Varsity Choir. This girl can sing. We are very excited to announce that she'll be moving on in her education at Midwestern State University in Wichita Falls and studying nursing. She'd like to thank Mom, Dad, Mimi, and, oh, I'm on here, Pastor Colin and Alicia. Well, thank you. Thank you, too. Oh, my goodness. This is Megan Englehart. The next graduate is Hayden Lee Kirkpatrick. His parents are Hope and Trey. He graduated from Cleburne High School. Extracurriculars, baseball, and he said he was in Beta Club for a while. That's pretty awesome. A little bit. He will be heading to SFA to study sports business. That sounds like some money right there. Look me up. He'd like to thank his grandma, Miss Brenda, you know her, and his late grandfather, Jerry, and his mom and dad. Very good. Thank you. This is Hayden Lee Kirkpatrick. Next, we'd like to honor Slater, Cosette Martin? Yes? Okay, come on up here, Slater. Thanks, buddy. Mom Melissa and Dad Rusty Walker. He graduated from Alvarado High School. Oh, so many honors here. 2018 SWAU Best Director in their 48-hour film festival. That's pretty cool. 2017 TSA State finalist, and this year, 2018 TSA National finalist in film. That's pretty awesome. He will be at Hill College and will finish at University of North Texas. He would like to thank Mom, Nana, Pops, and Rusty. Again, Slater, Cosette Martin. The next graduate that we'd like to recognize is Cameron Stray. His parents are David and Christy Stray. He has graduated from Tarleton State University with a Bachelor's of Science, Wildlife Sustainability, and Ecosystems. Wow, that sounds really smart. His honors are, he graduated cum laude. Wow, that's what I'm talking about. Good job. And he'd like to thank his parents. So again, Cameron Stray. And our last graduate we'd like to recognize is Kaylee Warlow. Her parents are Paul and Angela Warlow, and she graduated from Southwestern Assemblies of God University with a degree in elementary education. Oh man, here we go. Special honors, cum laude, NCCAA scholar, athlete, and dean's list. Wow. It's a pretty big deal. Extracurricular activities include 3 years of volleyball, Kappa Delta Pi Education Honor Society, and she's recently accepted a job as a third grade teacher at Holy Cross Christian Academy in Burleson. Wow. Yeah. Again, she'd like to thank Mom and Dad, Austin, her boyfriend, Michaela and Paul, my siblings, her grandparents for their unconditional support throughout the past 4 years. Kaylee Warlow. I told you I was going to step out of the way. If you'd like to take a picture up there, we will have some more opportunities. This is our class of 2018. Check 1, 2. Okay. I almost missed this. We cannot leave these guys without blessing them. Is that right? So I'd like to take a minute. Is Pastor Mike, would you mind giving a special blessing for these guys? If you have a family member up here or a close friend, would you come forward and pray with them as Pastor Mike prays over them? We want to send these guys out the right way.
Amen. Isn't this a great group? You know, I was thinking about I was telling Robin, I said, man, I feel old. Because I can remember a long time ago, barely can remember, graduating. But here's the thing. These guys right here, you know, as he was talking about their story, I grew up in South Alabama. And we had this little deal there in South Alabama about if you got dared to do something, it was one thing. But if you were double dog dared, that means that you better do it. And you guys that are here graduating high school and college, I double dog dare you to go out and change the world for the better. Amen? How about church? How about stand with me and stretch your hands towards these this evening as we pray a blessing over them? Let's just pray together. Heavenly Father, we just certainly are grateful for the story that you're writing tonight. Lord, I thank you that up to this point, their story has been written thus far. But, Lord, it's just a changing of a chapter. It's a closing of one chapter and the opening of a new story, a new chapter. And so, Father, I pray that as you continue writing their story, that they would walk, Lord, according to what your word says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that they are to trust in you with all of their heart, not lean to their own understanding, but in all of their ways acknowledge you. And you said that you would direct their steps. Father, I pray as they leave high school and some college going into the workforce, some going off to college and furthering their education, Father, we pray that you go ahead of them and make their crooked way straight, Father. We pray that your will would be accomplished in their life as they walk in covenant relationship with you. And we pray for parents tonight. Lord, this is a, not only is it a new chapter for these students that are graduating, it's also a new chapter for mom and dad and grandpas and grandmas. And I just pray, Father, for the entire family, the siblings, it's also a new chapter for them. And so, Father, we pray that this story as it's written, Lord, may it just continue to reveal your gracious mercy that's revealed to us every day, Lord. We, as a church family, stand with them, and we bless them. And we pray, Father, we bid them Godspeed in their new adventure, in their new chapter. And we pray, Father, that they will always serve you all the days of their life, and that you will, Lord, as they dwell with you, Lord, that your abiding presence and power will always be with them, guiding and directing them. We thank you for them. We bless them right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. So the students are going to be dismissed to the gym, and we would like to invite you all to join them and fellowship with them. If you'd like to pray with them, bless them, give them $20, hey? Some of you have prepared gifts for them. We would like you to join us in our gym just across the way for some refreshments, and for more fellowship. Thank you. You're dismissed.